This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The Colorado-based 10th Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected a request by the Trump administration to remove a ban on sending roughly 100 Venezuelans detained at the geo-centered detention center in Aurora to Salvadorian prison. A federal judge in Denver ruled that the government can't move anyone currently being detained in Colorado out of the country under the Alien Enemies Act, at least for now. The federal government appealed that decision, but the appeals court turned them down. Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert says federal funds should be used to improve roads, not to build a Front Range passenger rail service.
I do not see any benefit to the Front Range passenger rail being funded. And so if this is something that Governor Polis wants to do, then have at it, talk to the state legislature there, but the federal government has no business in that.
Colorado Republican Jeff Hurd agreed, calling it a vanity project. A spokesperson for Governor Polis pushed back, saying no federal funds are planned for the construction of the rail project, nor is there any need for the use of eminent domain. The state's been working with local governments on the proposed rail line that would connect from Pueblo to Fort Collins. Colorado is suing the Trump administration over big cuts to AmeriCorps. Nearly half the states are part of the lawsuit. Last year, more than 6,600 AmeriCorps members served at 700 sites around Colorado, doing everything from disaster relief to after-school tutoring. Trump's team has cut the administrative staff and eliminated some AmeriCorps programs altogether, saying they don't fit the president's priorities. This is CPR News.